Good. Now, Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. We moved on from quality and quantity. Now we're talking about if a person made a representation which has two parts, and the two parts, the seller makes the representation, and the two parts contradict one another. So in other words, previously we had, there's two ways you could sell it. You could say, Mida Bechevel, we'll measure it exactly, or Hen Chaser and Yaser, you know, about. Two ways to go about talking about a base core. So what happens if the seller said both at the same time? In other words, his quote was, I'll sell you my land, it's a base core, and then he said, Mida Bechevel ani mochalach, I'm selling it to you exactly, measured with the, you know, measuring tape to the sec, to the inch, Hen Chaser and Yaser, more or less. So like, wait a second, which one is it? Is it measured to the penny, or is it more or less? So the two things contradict one another. So the question is, what we said, if it's measured exactly, then to the penny, you have to correct in terms of dollars and cents. You measure it and you rectify the situation. If it's plus minus, there's a tolerance of a 24th. And then if it's within that tolerance, there's no, you know, compensation either way. So which one is it? So the shita of the Tanakami here, the Ben Anas, and there's no one else mentioned in the Mishnah explicitly, his principle is, what you said second, trumps what you said first. So when you said a sentence, you said A, oh no, not A, then it's not A. Okay? So the Mishnah reads, if a person said, Mida Bechevel ani mochalach, I'm selling you measured by the tape measure, Hen Chaser and Yaser, and then he said, oh, give or take. So which one is it? Is it exact or give or take? So the Mishnah says, Bitel Hen Chaser and Yaser, the second thing he said, the give or take, annuls, it cancels the first thing he said, which was Mida Bechevel. Yes, I understand. Syntactically, that's very difficult to read if you speak English, because it reads backwards. But again, that's the words mean. Bitel, the verb, which we would put between the two sentences, but it means the second thing you said, Hein Chaser and Yaser, trumps, cancels, bitel, it's annuls, Mida Bechevel, the first thing you said. And similarly, the exact same structure, you know, linguistic structure, is if he said Hein Chaser and Yaser, if he said give or take, and then he also said after that, subsequently he said Mida Bechevel, immediately after saying give or take, he says exactly. So which one is it, give or take or exactly? Again, Bitel Mida Bechevel, the second thing he said, namely measuring exactly, annuls the first thing he said, Hein Chaser and Yeser, more or less. That's the verb Nana. So Nana says, Ben Nana says it's the second thing that he said which matters. Now that's, no one else makes a peep about it in the Mishnah. However, the Chacham and the Gemara say no way. They say, well, it's ambiguous what he means. It's not clear that which one he actually meant. And if that's true, if it's ambiguous, so now we don't know what to do. If we don't know what to do, so the person who has the upper hand, like they remember the possession being 9/10 of the law, so the person who has the upper hand is the mocher. Why is the mocher the upper hand? Because he's the muchzak, it's his land. So like, we won't take something out of his hand in the base then if we don't have a good reason to. So if we're not sure, he is the muchzak, he retains the land, and therefore, until the purchaser can bring a raya that's not what was intended to be sold, it will be stuck in the muchzak's hands. So in other words, according to the Chachamim, we won't, no matter what he said, if he said two contradicting things, whatever will stand will be the, if he says, what I meant was the way that benefits me, so then we'll believe him, and then his reaction will work out that in whatever way it benefits him. Okay, whether it's more or less, the point is that he'll, you know. Okay. Now, like a new topic in the same Mishnah, a new like paragraph, b'simanav uv'mitzarav, if I don't just tell you I'm selling a base core and it's about a base core, I don't specify we're going to measure it exactly. I say, I have a field over there, it's a base core, about a base core, and you can look at it. It goes, and I tell you, these are the field markers. You know, it's got a barbed wire fence around it. You see the fence? It starts over there, ends over there. So now, because I said b'simanav, I gave simanim, like markers, where it is, u'mitzarav, I showed you the borders, it was clear what you were getting. You know, there was no ambiguity. You didn't measure it, but you could see exactly what it was. So now, I have two things, so to speak, going for me as the seller, in terms of agreement, meeting of the mind. Number one, I didn't specify to be measured to the penny. And number two, you even saw with your own eyes exactly what we're talking about. So the tolerance, the level of tolerance gets much bigger. Before, the level of tolerance was 1/24th, plus minus 24th, right? Meaning that was the lashon there was one rova per kav. One rova per saw, correct? Now the level of tolerance goes up from 24th, meaning 4.1%, let's say, to 1/6, something like, you know, 16.7%, a massive increase of tolerance. Because don't come back to me and tell me, oh, you got over undercharged. You know what? We knew what we were talking about, because that was the feel. It can come all the way. It can be to the benefit of either the seller or the buyer. But the point is, don't come crying after the transaction is done and say, oh, I didn't realize it was so big or so small, because you have eyeballs. It is about a core to discuss, and you saw exactly what you were getting. So, that being the case, the tolerance goes up to being a 6, and therefore it says, b'siman of u'mitzarav, if the transaction is happening and it's clear in the sale, not just its size, that it's a base score, approximately, but also the exact markers where it is and its borders, pachos mishtus higiu. If the level of variance is less than a 6th, really less than or equal to a 6th, then the deal stands. Deal stands. Okay? Because it was clear. If it was ad shtus, you not care. If the variance was more than a 6th, funny lashon in the Mishnah here, but it means if it was anything up to, like, you know, it was a third or a fourth or a fifth, anything up to a 6th, then you not care, then you deduct, and you rectify as appropriate, meaning you give back the land or give back the money. Same principles as before in terms of not sticking the seller with an unusual piece of land. So, just to speak it out here, a 6th sounds like ona talk. If you remember back from Bava Metzia, we had a rule of ona, of exploitation, which said if you over or undercharge by a 6th, it said if it's more than a 6th, the transaction falls apart. The transaction falls apart by ona. And if we said it's exactly a 6th, then the money has to be refunded, the difference, the 6th extra or under, and if it's less than a 6th, the deal stands. So it's very similar here, but I want to speak out for a second. Chazal, whatever rationale they had for picking a 6th by ona, they seem to have the same rationale here. Okay? But this isn't ona proper, because ona, if you recall, the exploitation and selling objects, you know, it doesn't apply to land.
It's ona.
Ona, aleph, vav, nun, aleph, hey. Ona. So, when it comes to chattel, you know, metalzlin, movables, there's a fixed price. If you would go to Amazon or eBay, whatever it is, you'll see there's like a going price for that watch and that pencil and those glasses. There's a reasonable price for them. And it's within a range of a 6th. But there's a market price. When it comes to land, there is no obvious market price, because depending on who the neighbors are and how much someone wants it, etc., then people would pay significantly more or less. There's no... it's included from a pasuk literature. There's like a rationale, but the pasuk goes out. There's no... land is not included in the rules of Ona, but here it's the same kind of number, the 6th. I'm speaking now. Also, when it comes to Ona, if you overcharged by more than a 6th or underpaid by more than a 6th less, meaning in other words, if the sunglasses were worth $60, so if a guy charged you 70, which is a 6th more, the deal stands, but the kidding is done, and you keep the sunglasses, but you have to reimburse, refund 10 back to the seller. And if the sunglasses are worth 60 and you ended up paying 50, then the seller can go back and say, listen, you owe me another 10. You shortchange me. If it's more than that, in other words, they're worth 60 and you paid 80 or you paid 40, according to the rules of Ona, the deal is batal. It's not fair. Canceled. Refund. Full refund. Either one can demand a full refund and the transaction doesn't stand. However, when it comes to land, like here in our Mishnah here, we said up to a 6th, the deal stands. And no refund required either way. More than a 6th, the deal stands. The deal still stands because you saw what you were getting. We talked about, you know, the borders and the markers. But unlike the sunglasses where the deal's done and just everything falls apart, no, the deal still stands, but compensation has to happen. So again, so it looks like Ona on the surface because the shear is a 6th, but don't get confused. This isn't Ona, it's just very similar.
The reason that